And Matt Bevan is with us to tell us what's making news around the world. Hi, Matt.
G'day, Fran. Well, making news tonight, this morning, in fact. We've just overnight passed the 75th anniversary of this midday news report from the BBC.
This is the BBC Home Service. Here is a special bulletin read by John Snagg. D-Day has come. Early this morning, the Allies began the assault on the northwestern face of Hitler's European fortress. The first official news came just after 9:30, when Supreme Headquarters of the Allied Expeditionary Force issued communique number one. This said, under the command of General Eisenhower, Allied naval forces supported by strong air forces began landing Allied armies this morning on the northern coast of France.
150,000 Allied troops, including 3,000 Australians, landed on five beaches and parachuted into enemy territory in Normandy in the largest air and sea invasion ever. Nazi leader Adolf Hitler reacted to the invasion too slowly, thinking it was a diversion rather than the main invasion. It was a fatal mistake. Within 11 months of that landing, Hitler was dead and the Nazi regime had fallen, and World War II was over in Europe. Overnight, Allied leaders and, leaders of the Allied nations at the time and veterans of the D-Day landings gathered on beaches in Normandy to commemorate the anniversary. A lone piper played, and veterans spoke about their experiences.
I turned to my left, and not 3 feet from me, there was a soldier. And I said, "Buddy, have you got a match?" And he didn't answer. I looked again, and there was no head under the helmet. The soul of that boy inspired me to up at that instant and run for the cliff.
Don't thank me, and don't say I'm a hero. I'm no hero. I was lucky. I'm here. All the heroes are dead, and I'll never forget them as long as I live. A mate of mine died in my arms, and he was in a field in Carl. He had a three-week-old baby. It's called Needs.
What do you think of the progress that's been made in terms of peace?
I hope it continues. It worries me that the Brexit worries me in that respect. I think I can't help feeling that it'd be an awful shame if what we gone to so much trouble to do to collect the European big nations together, to break it all up now would be a crying shame, I feel.
Leaders such as Emmanuel Macron and Donald Trump have spoken to pay tribute to the veterans.
To you, veterans, our freedom, on behalf of my nation, I just want to say thank you.
They battled not for control and domination, but for liberty, democracy, and self-rule. They pressed on for love and home and country. These men ran through the fires of hell, moved by a force no weapon could destroy. The fierce patriotism of a free, proud, and sovereign people.
Moving moments on the beaches of Normandy, Fran. But the thing that everybody will be watching from the event, though, will be Tom Rice, a 97-year-old veteran who leapt from a plane above Normandy. He's from San Diego. In 1944, he was nearly killed jumping from a C-47 Douglas airplane when he was shot at over and over on his way down and then during the invasion. Yesterday, despite it being 75 years since his last jump, he climbed once more into a C-47, and while flying over the Normandy fields where he first saw action in 1944, he jumped again, and this is what it sounded like when he landed.
You okay? We're okay.
You okay, Tom?
It's okay, sir?
Okay.
Yeah.
It's the sound of 97-year-old Tom Rice landing
that
in Normandy.
That is fantastic.
Again.
Good on Tom, eh?
Yeah.
This is a lot about the bloke, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Matt, thank you very much.
Cheers, Fran.